part to the house. Matthew 7. Therefore, verse 24, whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken unto him to a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened to a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Send your Ruach HaKodesh, send your anointing, Yeshua HaMashiach. Send forth your spirit and your counsel and your wisdom, Lord. We love you. We praise you. We thank you for all your goodness and all your kindness. And we bless you, Lord. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. And thank you for this in Jesus' name. We thank you, Jesus. Your name is great and greatly to be exalted, and we praise you above all the heavens and all the stars and all the creation, for you, O Lord, over all. All right, the house. So the first portion or segment of this was the doctrines of men and the doctrines of the Pharisees and Sadducees. So we must carefully now examine the teachers and those who were that we listen to who are teachers, especially in the last days, because two of the indictments against the apostate church, the last days church, is, according to Jude, false teachers and false prophets. Now, I want to proceed and talk about this rock. So how are we going to build this house, okay? What house are we talking about? And so let's have a look. Let's have a look at Hebrews, or Messianic Jews, in the Complete Jewish Bible, Study Bible. Hebrews, Messianic Jews 3, verse 1 through 6. Father, anoint, help us have the pen of a tongue, which is the pen of a ready writer. Anoint our tongue, anoint our thoughts, bring them captive to your counsel. The Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, the teacher, operate through us. Let those who hear have ears to hear, eyes to see, hearts to know and understand, repent, to turn, and thereby be healed. In Yeshua's name. Therefore, brothers, whom God has set apart, we share in the call from heaven. Think carefully about Yeshua, whom we acknowledge publicly as God's emissary, and as a Kohen Gadol, that's a high priest. He was faithful to God, who appointed him, just as Moshe was faithful in all of God's house. But Yeshua deserves more honor than Moshe, just as the builder of the house deserves more honor than the house. For every house is built by someone, but the one who built everything is God. As also Moshe was faithful in all God's house, as a servant giving witness to things God would divulge later. But the Messiah, son, was faithful over God's house, and we are that house of his. provided we hold firmly to the courage and confidence inspired by what we hope for. So here, Moshe was faithful in all God's house, and he was a servant and witness to things God would divulge later. But the Messiah as son, Yeshua, the Messiah's son, was faithful over God's house, and we are that house. We are that house of his, provided we hold firmly to the courage and confidence inspired by what we hope for. We hold, so this is, we have to hope, we have to be faithful for what we hope for. We are the house, it says here. We are his house as long as we hold on to him. Let's have a few more scriptures affirming this. In 1 Corinthians 3, 16, I think it is. All right. I'm going to back up here some, though. To verse 6 or 8. I'm saying 1 Corinthians 3, 8. However, he's talking about the workers. Each will be rewarded according to his work. For we are God's co-workers. You are God's field. God's building. You. Okay? Using the grace God gave me, I laid a foundation like a skilled master builder, and another man is building on it. But let each one be careful how he builds. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Yeshua the Messiah. Some will use gold, silver, precious stones in building on this foundation, while others will use wood, grass, or straw. But each one's work will be shown for what it is. The day will disclose because it will be revealed by fire. The fire will test the quality of each one's work. If the work someone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive a reward. If it is burned up, he will have to bear the loss. He will escape with his life, but it will be like escaping through a fire. Here you are, 16. Don't you know that you people are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? So if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you yourselves are that temple. All right, we better not disperse you. We better not come against God's servants and those of the those who are the builders, and wreck God's plan, because God will destroy you. It says right there. He will destroy you. Let's look at Acts. Acts 45b. So it wasn't until the days of David. He enjoyed God's favor and asked if he might provide a dwelling place for the God of Yaakov. And Shlomo did build him a house. In another translation, it's separated out. It does not say and. It says Solomon built him a temple. Okay, Solomon built him a temple, which I believe is a more accurate translation. But let's go over here and look at the Hebrew English Bible in Acts 7. What verse did I say was? verse 46. Acts, now it says, but it was Solomon who built a house for him. But Solomon didn't build a house. Solomon built a temple. It is separated out grammatically there. But Ha'elion, the God Most High, does not live in places made by hand. He doesn't live in a place made by hand. As the prophet says, Isaiah, that is. Heaven is my throne, says Adonai, and the earth is my footstool. What kind of house could you build for me? What kind of place could you devise for my rest? Didn't I make all these things? And this was Stephen speaking to the priests in the temple, and they attacked him and killed him over that, over the difference between Yeshua the Messiah as the builder of everything and the house, or which we are. Let's begin at 1 Peter 2, 4. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by people but chosen by God and precious to him, you yourselves as living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be kohanim, set apart for God, to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to him through Yeshua the Messiah. So he's the living stone. He's the chief cornerstone. The apostles and prophets have built on that as the foundation for the temple, the house of God. Those teachings allow the Holy Spirit to come in and dwell. The Lord dwells in his tabernacle, his temple, the tabernacle of David. We are the living stones built in his spiritual house to be kohanim, set apart for God, to offer spiritual sacrifices to him through Yeshua the Messiah. This is the way the Tanakh says, look, I'm laying in Zion a stone, a chosen and precious cornerstone, that's Yeshua. And whoever rests his trust on it will certainly not be humiliated. Now, to you who keep trusting, he is precious. But to those who are not trusting, the very stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Also, he is a stone that will make people stumble and a rock over which they will trip. They are stumbling at the word, disobeying it as it had been planned. But you are chosen people, the king's kohanim, priests, a holy nation, a people for God to possess. Why? In order for you to declare the praises of the one who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Before you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your mercy. Okay. Whew, the sound of rejoicing and victory is in the tents of the righteous. Adonai's right hand struck powerfully. Adonai's right hand is traced in triumph. Adonai's right hand struck powerfully. I will not die, no, I will live and proclaim the great deeds of Yah. Yah disciplined me severely, but did not hand me over to death. Open the gates of righteousness for me. I will enter them and thank Yah. This is the gate of Adonai. The righteous can enter it. I am thanking you because you answered me and you became my salvation. The very rock that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This has come from Adonai, and in our eyes it is amazing. This is the very rock the builders rejected has become the cornerstone, the rock of our salvation. This has come from Adonai, and on our eyes it's amazing. This is the day Adonai has made, a day for us to rejoice and be glad. Sound of joyful shouting as salvation is in the tents of the righteous. Sound of joyful shouting as salvation is in the tents of the righteous. I will sing of the righteousness of God. I will sing of the salvation. The sound of joyful shouting and salvation is in the tents of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth gloriously. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth gloriously. I shall live and tell of the works of the Lord. Thank you, God. Raw and Uncut, brought to you by Kathleen Pearl, katiepearlministries.com. Therefore, the next segment that we'll deal with is the Tabernacle of David, which is the tent of the meeting. God bless you.